This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. This is a very special episode, or a semi-special episode, or a semi-festive episode. This is our third annual semi-festive pub trivia game. I just got done hosting it live on YouTube. It is after 10 p.m. Central Time, which I get that 10 p.m. isn't that late, but I have a 2-year-old, so 10 p.m. is kind of late for me. But I want to get this out so that people can play along while they travel wherever it is that they are traveling to. Safe travels, by the way. So I hosted 6 rounds. 5 of them worked pretty well for a podcast edition of the episode. So I'm just going to do those right now. And it is late. Normally, I have a little bit more time to prepare these. So forgive me if I'm a little bit sloppier than normal, but it should be fine. Anyway, I have 5 rounds tonight. I have short answer themes. I have acrostics, short answer chain, group of 10, and short answer. Before I get going, I want to give a shout out to the teams. So I don't have any shout outs for anyone that's reached out. Those will come with the next episode, but I want to give a shout out to the teams that played tonight. Definitely not ChatGPT, In the Kazoo, Chala Back Girls, Cape Crusaders, Simply the Best, Happy Quizmica, The Wise Gals, The Friendly Canadians, Orange Lazarus Brain Freeze, Christmas is Canceled, Keep It Up, and You'll Lose New Year's Too, Prickly Pear, 8 Hands, Me and Petlicks, Miss Kelly's Infected Faction, Pull Tabs and White Claws, Armchair Detectives, Dorknados, Central Perk Regulars, The Smarty Pants Trio, and Duck and Goose. That was 20 teams. Can you tell why I'm exhausted? That was 20 teams. Anyway, let's get going. Our first round, short answer themes. Round number 1, short answer themes. This round has 10 short answer items related to famous elves. You need to tell me who the elf is. All right, here we go. Item number 1. After saving his friend, this elf's dying words were, quote, such a beautiful place to be with friends. Elf's name is happy to be with his friend. Friend's name. Sorry, I redacted the friend's name. I redacted the elf's name. But such a beautiful place to be with friends. Elf's name is happy to be with his friend. Friend's name. You tell me who the elf is. All right, elf number 2. This elf, played by the same actor who played Ralphie in A Christmas Story. Anyway, he was the head elf in the film Elf. What was the elf's name? All right, elf 3. After 1,200 years, this elf perfected her hot cocoa recipe. Not too hot, extra chocolate. And shaken, not stirred. All right, number 4. Well, not technically an elf. This character starred in the first video game to contain a battery within its game cartridge to enable saving. All right, number 5. While in competition with an ally to see who could slay the most enemies, this elf took down a large... is it Mumakil? Which still only counted as one. Mumakil? I hope it's called Mumakil. Again, it is late. Okay, I'm just kind of going with this. While in competition with an ally to see who could slay the most enemies, this elf took down a large Mumakil, which still only counted as one. All right, number six. These elves were brothers in the year without a Santa Claus. All right, number seven. The elf who is Rudolph's good buddy. Right? They were independent together. Was his name Herbie or Hermy? So Herbie with a B or Hermy with an M? You let me know. All right, number eight. Number eight. You may debate if these Atamayapia named mascots are elves or gnomes, but they have been around since 1933, repping a brand that works really well with marshmallows. All right, number nine. These two elves are also brothers. They are from the Pixar film Onward. Name those elf brothers. And item number 10. Led by their head elf, Ernie, these elves have operated out of the Hollow Tree Factory since 1968. All right, pause now if you need more time. We're going to go over this again, but then we're going to give you the answers. Here we go. After saving his friends, this elf's dying words were, quote, "Such a beautiful place to be with friends. Elf's name is happy to be with his friend. Friend's name. You name the elf." Okay, that elf was from Harry Potter. That was Dobby. All right, number two. This elf, played by the same actor who is Ralphie in A Christmas Story. In the film Elf, he played the head elf. What was that head elf's name? All right, that head elf's name, Ming Ming. Number three, after 1,200 years, this elf perfected her hot cocoa recipe. Not too hot, extra chocolate, and shaken, not stirred. All right, that was a great scene from The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Anyway, that elf, that was Judy, who had the same name as the waitress at the Denny's, right? All right, number four, while not technically an elf, this character starred in the first video game to contain a battery within its game cartridge to enable saving. All right, I'm gonna accept two answers here. I was going for Link, but if you said Zelda, since I was referring to The Legend of Zelda, I will accept either of those answers, Link or Zelda. Both of them count. I guess both of them technically starred in that game. All right. Number five. While in competition with an ally to see who could slay the most enemies, this elf took down a large Mumakil. We're going to pronounce it Mumakil. Anyway, taking down a large Mumakil still only counts as one. Yeah, thank you, Gimli. Now, that elf, though, played by Orlando Bloom, Legolas, which I just learned often autocorrects to Legoland. So Legoland was also an acceptable answer in the live game that we just played, but Legolas from The Lord of the Rings is what I'm looking for. All right, number six, these two elf brothers were in The Year Without a Santa Claus. All right, their last name, Bell, first names, Jingle and Jangle. All right, number seven, you know Rudolph's buddy elf? Not Buddy the Elf from Elf, but the Rudolph's friend that he runs away with to the Island of Misfit Toys. They're independent together, right? What's his name? Is it Herbie or is it Hermie? Herbie with a B or Hermie with an M? Yeah, that would be Hermie with an M. Hermie. Yeah, I got that one wrong too. All right, number eight, you may debate if these Adamaipia-named mascots are elves or gnomes, but they have been around since 1933, repping a brand that goes really well with marshmallows. All right, the brand we're talking about, Rice Krispies. The elves, they might be gnomes, but they look like elves. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. All right, number nine, these two elf brothers are from the Pixar movie Onward. Okay, Ian and Barley, the Lightfoot brothers. All right, and number 10, led by their head elf Ernie, these elves have operated out of the Hollow Tree Factory since 1968. We, of course, are talking about the Keebler elves. So there you have it. That is round number one, short answer themes, the theme being elves. Coming up, we got round number two, acrostics. All right, round number two, acrostics. You know how this one works. I have 10 short answer items. Together, the first letter from each of these items will spell out a 10-letter word. So once you figure out what that 10-letter word is, the rest of the answers will come easier. Now, I got a clue for you for that 10-letter word. Here's the clue. In 2022, thousands of volunteers raised $102 million for a specific nationwide campaign. If you were one of these volunteers, you were a blank. What would your title be if you were one of those volunteers? Okay, that was the clue for the acrostic. All right, here are the items. Number one, this popular game was invented in 1891 by James Naismith. Originally, Naismith's game had only 13 rules, but today the NCAA rulebook is 145 pages long. All right, item number two. According to Slate, this beverage dates back hundreds of years to a time when British aristocrats would mix it with brandy or sherry to prevent spoilage. Of course, we Yanks would class it down a bit, kind of how we do, right? Because instead of brandy or sherry, we used rum. All right, item number three. This is the incumbent United States Secretary of Defense. Item number four. Invented by Ole Kirk Christensen in 1958, National Geographic Kids estimates there are 80 pieces of this toy for every person on Earth. All right, item number five. This is the only wrestler to win the WWF, NWA, NWA, and WCW World Championships. All right, number six, according to the New York Times, this global retailer sells its billy on average every 10 seconds. Item number seven, This film, starring Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader, was released on Disney Plus when the platform launched on November 12, 2019. Item number 8. Adult Ralphie described this boy as Farkas's crummy little toady. Mean. Rotten. His lips curled over his green teeth. All right, item number 9. Michael Caine portrayed this literary character in 1992. And item number 10, fronted by Aaron Barrett, this ska punk band went mainstream with the 1996 single, Sell Out. All right, pause now if you need more time. I'm going to go over those again and then I'll immediately give you the answer. Okay, number 1, this popular game was invented in 1891 by James Naismith. Originally, Naismith's game had only 13 rules, but today the NCAA rulebook is 145 pages long. I saw it. I looked at the PDF. It was a long one. All right, that is basketball, starting with a B. Number 2, according to Slate, this beverage dates back hundreds of years to a time when British aristocrats would mix it with brandy or sherry to prevent spoilage. Of course, we Yanks would class it down a bit by using rum instead. Okay, that's eggnog, starting with an E. So B-E. All right, number 3, this is the incumbent United States Secretary of Defense. Okay, that is Lloyd Austin, starting with an A. Number 4, invented by Ole Kirk Christensen in 1958, National Geographic Kids estimates there are 80 pieces of this toy for every person on Earth. We, of course, are talking about Lego. Also starting with an L, so B-E-L-L. All right, number 5, this is the only wrestler to win the WWF, the NWA, and the WCW World Championships. Okay, we are talking about Ric Flair. So B-E-L-L-R. Okay, number 6. According to the New York Times, this global retailer sells its Billy on average every 10 seconds. All right, that is IKEA. B-E-L-L-R-I. All right, number 7. This film starring Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader was released on Disney Plus when the platform launched on November 12, 2019. That film, I haven't seen it yet. Noelle. B-E-L-L-R-I-N. Okay, number 8. Adult Ralphie described this boy as, quote, Farkas's crummy little toady. Mean. Rotten. His lips curled over his green teeth. All right, that would be Grover Dill. All right, number 9. Michael Caine portrayed this literary character in 1992. Ebenezer Scrooge. And number 10. Fronted by Aaron Barnett, this ska punk band went mainstream with the 1996 single, Sell Out. Okay, I was a bit of a ska kid back in the day, so I thought this was kind of an obscure, maybe even unfair question, but most of the people in the live game got this one right, to my pleasant surprise. That is Real Big Fish. Starting with an R. So B-E-L-L-R-I-N-G-E-R, bell ringer. So like a Salvation Army bell ringer. That's the acrostic. There you have it. That was round number 2 acrostics. Coming up, we got round number 3, the song Chain. Round number three, the song chain. So I have 10 songs, and I'm going to give you a lyric from each song. You have to identify the song based on the lyric. Now, it's a chain, so each song will partially share its name with the song immediately preceding or immediately following. I should say and or immediately preceding and or immediately following. It's a chain, right? You'll get it. If you don't get it already, you'll get it. All right, here are those lyrics. Again, you have to tell me the song. Bonus kudos if you know the artist. Really, we're just looking for the song. All right, song number one. Hey, little sister, shotgun. Song number two. Where the treetops glisten and children listen. Song number three. All the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of year for the family. Song number four. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Song number five. 'Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Song number six. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. Song number seven. Oh, oh, all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children's laughter fills the air. Song number eight. No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me. All right, number nine. Tell me why. Everything turned around. Packing up, shacking up, is all you want to do. All right, and number 10. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. All right, pause now if you want to listen through those again. Talk about them a bit. I'm going to give you those lyrics one more time, but then I'm going to reveal the answers. All right, number one. Hey, little sister, shotgun. That song, White Wedding by Billy Idol. All right, number two. Where the treetops glisten and children listen. All right, that is White Christmas, connecting with White Wedding. White Christmas, composed by Irving Berlin. All right, number three. All the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of year for the family. That song, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC. Merry Christmas connecting with White Christmas. All right, number four. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. That song, Mary Did You Know by Mark Lowry and Buddy Green. Mary Did You Know connecting with Merry Christmas. You see what I did there? Yeah? Tricky, tricky, tricky. All right. Number five. Because to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. All right. That is, oops, I did it again. Connecting with Mary did, you know. All right, number six. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. All right, that song. It's a sad song. See You Again by Wiz Khalifa. Connecting with Oops, I Did It Again. Number seven. Oh, all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere. And the sound of children's laughter fills the air. Okay. That one. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Connecting with See You Again. All right. Number eight. No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, that is, I Want It That Way, connecting with All I Want for Christmas Is You. I Want It That Way, of course, by the Backstreet Boys. All right, number nine, Tell Me Why. Everything turned around. Packing up, shacking up is all you want to do. Well, that is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, connecting with I Want It That Way. And then finally, number 10, While Shepherds Kept Their Watching, or Silent Flocks by Night, Behold, through the heavens, there shone a holy light. That song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Go Tell It on the Mountain, which is credited to John Wesley Work Jr. All right, that was round number three, the song chain. Coming up, we got round number four, group of 10.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Round number four, group of five. So this round contains 10 short answer items. Now, these 10 items partially share their name with a group of 10. And, for today's group of 10, it's almost more like a group of 12, but I only have 10 short answer items. Anyway, all of these answers will partially share their name with one of the gifts from the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. So two of the gifts will be left out. Whatever. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. We got to leave out two gifts. I only have room for 10 questions. So anyway, these 10 questions, again, all of them will partially share their name with one of the gifts from the 12 Days of Christmas. Okay. All right. Item number one. This is the upper house of the British Parliament. Number two. Owned by Coca-Cola, this beverage brand holds the naming rights to the baseball stadium of the Houston Astros. Item 3. Hitler was the inspiration for the power-hungry title character of this 1958 story by Dr. Seuss. Item 4. first performed in 1877 at the Bolshoi Theater. I'm going to say Bolshoi. Again, it's late. Normally I would look up the pronunciation. First performed in 1877 at the Bolshoi Theater, this show features the roles of Odette, Siegfried, and the evil sorcerer, Baron von Rothbart. Gosh, I hope I got all those pronunciations right. Odette, Siegfried, and Baron von Rothbart. Number 5. In December 2023, Meryl Streep earned her... Meryl Streep earned her 33rd career nomination for these prestigious awards, thus extending a record that she already held. All right, number 6. In 1970, this group joined the Chipmunks and the Archies as the third fictional musical act to have a number 1 hit. Number 7. This North American theater of the Seven Years' War featured the Battle of Fort Necessity, which was George Washington's first combat experience. What is the name of this American war? All right, number 8. This band formed in Ontario in 1988, achieved mainstream success with the album Stunt in 1998, and gained further recognition in 2010 when they created the theme song for a popular television show. All right, number 9. This tongue-twisting nursery rhyme involves a unit of dry measurement equivalent to 8 quarts. And number 10. This stop-motion television special, premiering in December 1968, follows the adventure of a young protagonist named Aaron. All right, pause now if you need more time. Let's go over those answers. All right, number 1, this is the upper house of the British Parliament. That would be the House of Lords, partially sharing its name with 10 lords a-leaping. All right, number 2, owned by Coca-Cola, this beverage brand holds the naming rights to the baseball stadium of the Houston Astros. All right, I am talking about Minute Maid, partially sharing its name with 8 maids a-milkin'. Number 3, Hitler was the inspiration for the power-hungry title character of this 1958 story by Dr. Seuss. Okay, that would be Yertle the Turtle, sharing its name with 2 turtle doves. Okay, number 4, again, forgive my pronunciation if I'm wrong on this. First performed in 1877 at the Bolshoi Theater, this show features the roles of Odette, Siegfried, and the evil sorcerer, Baron von Rothbart. Okay, that is Swan Lake, sharing its name with 7 swans a-swimming. All right, number 5. In December 2023, Meryl Streep earned her 33rd career nomination for these prestigious awards, thus extending a record that she already held. I am talking about the Golden Globe Awards, which shares its name with 5 golden rings. All right, number 6. In 1970, this group joined the Chipmunks and the Archies as the third fictional musical act to have a number 1 hit. That is the Partridge Family, sharing its name with a partridge in a pear tree. All right, number 7. This North American theater of the Seven Years' War featured the Battle of Fort Necessity, which was George Washington's first combat experience. Name that American war. All right, that war, the French and Indian War, sharing its name with 3 French hens. All right, number 8, this band formed in Ontario in 1988, achieved mainstream success with the album Stunt in 1998, and gained further recognition in 2010 when they created the theme song for the popular television show. All right, that band, Bare Naked Ladies, sharing its name with 9 ladies dancing. All right, number nine. This tongue-twisting nursery rhyme involves a unit of dry measurement equivalent to 8 quarts. All right. That would be like a peck of pickled peppers, but I am talking about Peter Piper. Oh my gosh, I can't even say the name. Peter Piper. That is a tongue twister. Peter Piper connecting with 11 pipers piping. And then finally, this stop-motion television special, premiering in December 1968, follows the adventures of a young protagonist named Aaron. All right, I just tried to watch this with my daughter. She didn't find it very entertaining. She's only 4. She might like it more later. I am talking about The Little Drummer Boy, which connects to 12 drummers drumming. Anyway, that was round number 4, group of 10. I got one more for you. Round number 5, short answer. Before I get to round number 6, short answer, I gotta quickly apologize to, I'm not super, just because I'm a trivia host doesn't mean I'm a great trivia player. Is it 4 birds of singing? I did not use 4 birds of singing. I did not use 6 geese a-laying. So those were the 2 I left out. I apologize. Oops. Again, I could only use 10. There were 12 items. Whatever. I think it worked well. I was proud of that round. I had fun with that round. Anyway, round number 6 is just a random short answer round. So I got 10 random questions. They have nothing to do with each other. They don't connect to each other in any way. Since it's semi-festive trivia, some of them might be festive. Others will not be. Either way, I hope you have fun. Here are 10 short answer items for you. All right. Number 1. The Five Eyes is an intelligence alliance between the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and 2 other countries. You tell me the remaining 2. All right. Before departing for the airport, Heather McAllister conducted a headcount and reported, you fill in the blanks here, blank boys, blank girls, blank parents, blank drivers, and blank. Sorry, that was a hard one. I know it was a hard one. I could tell in the live game it was a hard one. How many boys, how many girls, how many parents, how many drivers, and then what? All right, number 3. The title of this song by Simon and Garfunkel is seasonal, but not festive. The original release reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100, while a cover by the Bangles reached number 2. More recently, another cover was performed by Gerard Way for the Umbrella Academy. Is it Gerard? Probably Gerard. That would make sense. The guy from My Chemical Romance. Again, it's late. I should be in bed right now. I'm just kind of running through this. So, this song, it's originally by Simon and Garfunkel, then was a big hit by the Bangles, and then was kind of a hit by Gerard Way, the lead singer of My Chemical Romance. I think their guitarist was in it too. All right, number 4. In the 1964 television special, which of Santa's reindeer is Rudolph's father? Number 5. This magazine, founded in 1974, is one of America's most read magazines and known for crowning the most beautiful, best dressed, sexiest, etc. Number 6. Which school won the 2023 Pac-12 football championship game? Number 7. Which school is now back-to-back national champions after winning the 2023 NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament? Number 8. This is the world's oldest continuously inhabited city. Number nine and 10 are going to be sing-alongs. I'm going to start off the lyric. You finish the lyric. Number nine goes, through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang. Okay, what are the next seven words? And number 10. Another sing-along. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you. Okay, you tell me the next nine words. I know it just said the three words that best describe you, but you need to tell me the next nine words. All right, pause now if you need more time. Here goes. Number one, the Five Eyes is an intelligence alliance between the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and two other countries. You tell me the remaining two. All right, this was a tricky one. Maybe a quarter of the live participants got this one right. Australia and New Zealand. All right, number two. Before departing for the airport, Heather McAllister conducted a head count and reported how many boys, how many girls, how many parents, how many drivers, and then what did she add in at the end? Maybe shouldn't have trusted Heather McAllister for this one. Poor Heather, she probably felt really guilty about it. Anyway, it was. Are you ready for it? It was five boys, six girls, four parents, two drivers, and a partridge in a pear tree. That was a hard one. I apologize for that one. All right, number three. The title of this song by Simon and Garfunkel is seasonal, but not festive. The original release reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100, while a cover by the Bangles reached number two. More recently, another cover was performed by Gerard Way of the Umbrella Academy. Way being the lead singer of My Chemical Romance. All right, that is Hazy Shade of Winter, which is a banger of a song. All right, number four, in the 1964 television special, which of Santa's reindeer is Rudolph's father? Yeah, that would be Donner. All right, number five, this magazine, founded in 1974, is one of America's most read magazines and known for crowning the most beautiful, best dressed, sexiest, etc. They got to do a special edition for best trivia podcast hosting voices. Yeah, probably not. Anyway, that's People. People magazine. All right, number six. Which school won the 2023 Pac-12 football championship game? Yeah, rest in peace, Pac-12. Anyway, that is the University of Washington, which I will be seeing more of when they are in the Big Ten next year. All right, number seven. Which school is now back-to-back national champions after winning the 2023 NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament? Yeah, they knocked off two Big Ten teams in the Final Four, including my beloved Badgers. That was us. Again, I don't like to stay up late. I stayed up late and had my heart broken with this one. I am talking about the University of Texas. Yeah, they knocked off Wisconsin, then they knocked off Nebraska. They claimed their second consecutive national title. Well done, Longhorns, but yeah, man. Whew. All right, number eight. This is the world's oldest continuously inhabited city. All right, I meant to make this multiple choice. This is kind of a hard one. Some of the live participants got it. Damascus in Syria. All right, let's bring on the sing-alongs. All right, number nine. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang. All right, what are the next seven words? Hang. a shining star upon the highest bough. I love that line. All right, and number 10. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are... Sorry, I didn't mean to say are. I was jumping the gun a little bit. The three words that best describe you... Nine words. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. So the correct answer are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. So there you have it. That was round number six. Short answer. Gosh. It feels good to be done. I need to go to bed. So, everyone, thank you so much for playing along. I was thinking about this. I had a lot of people playing in the live game that were telling me about how they are with family members that they only see a handful of times a year. And I was like, wow. You know, you have limited time together, and people chose to make me part of their celebration. I thought that was really cool. I'm honored to be part of your festivities, whether it is together playing, whether it's, you know, on your own doing your thing, whether it's in the car, on the plane, whatever. Thank you so much for making me part of your holiday season. It's an honor. I will see you soon. I'm not promising that I'm going to record an episode for next week. It's kind of a busy time. I'll do my best to get one out next week. If not, I'll see you soon. All right, guys. Safe travels. Happy holidays. Yeah. Just have a good one. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.